Good morning. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest centers on a pointed question: are the tools longevity optimizers rely on actually working? The lead story, a meta-analysis of 27 human trials covering 3,811 participants, finds that supplement stacks fail to clear senescent cells while caloric restriction consistently does, a finding that should reshape how you prioritize your anti-aging protocol. Elsewhere, new data ties menopausal hormone therapy to 39% lower Alzheimer's odds. Novo Nordisk's semaglutide data reveals biological age reductions across multiple organs, and Fight Aging maps the metabolic drivers of brain inflammation in aging. In supplement news, the headline, "Your anti-aging supplement stack isn't clearing zombie cells, but eating less might." According to Rapamycin Longevity News, a European research team at the Institute for the Biology of Aging screened 6,680 records and pooled 27 human interventional trials, 3,811 participants, measuring what dietary interventions do to markers of cellular senescence. This is the one to read today. Most dietary supplement research is low quality and industry funded, Congress analysis finds. From Helio, data presented at the International Extreme Sports Medicine Congress found that published literature on dietary supplements tends to be low quality and is frequently funded by manufacturers, making building a protocol on it a bit of a gamble, researchers warned. New botanical extract shows epigenetic longevity benefits in rigorous university trial. From Nutritional Outlook, MyBell Biochemistry's new botanical extract demonstrated promising longevity benefits in a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind, parallel group clinical study led by epigenetics expert Sofia Pavanello at the University of Padua's Bioaging Lab. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, menopausal hormone therapy linked to 39% lower odds of Alzheimer's diagnosis. From Neurology Advisor, women using menopausal hormone therapy, MHT, had 39% lower odds of a clinical dementia diagnosis, OR0. The metabolic shift that turns your brain's immune cells against you with age. From Fight Aging, microglia, the brain's resident immune cells, grow increasingly inflammatory with age, and researchers are now mapping the specific metabolic changes that drive this damaging shift, reviewed in depth by Fight Aging. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.